Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Sweet Taste of Liberty, a true story of slavery and restitution in America by W. Caleb McDaniel. Narrated by Paul Heitch. She saw her life like a great tree in leaf with the things suffered, things enjoyed, things done and undone. Dawn and doom was in the branches. Zora Neale Hurston. Their eyes were watching God. Prologue. Zebulon Ward of Arkansas liked to say that he was the last American ever to pay for a slave. It would have been a doubtful honor, even if it were true, as one newspaper said about Ward in 1887. Ward's story, however, was dubious itself, and the true story brought him no honor at all. 8 years before the Civil War began, he kidnapped a free woman and sold her as a slave. After the war, she had sued him for an enormous amount of money, arguing that she deserved reparations for her enslavement. But Ward preferred to tell his own version of the facts, making himself out to be the last slave buyer. Many who heard his story would never learn the truth. Tall and broad-shouldered, with a cropped gray beard, Ward was well known by the 1880s as a man with a knack for spinning yarns, perhaps the most unique raconteur south of the Mason and Dixon. Some said he looked like Ulysses S. Grant and had even impersonated the ex-president at a party both men attended. True or not, that was the kind of story he loved to tell, and Ward's stories often made their way into the press. "Portions of his history are like a romance," wrote one reporter in 1888. By then, Ward was one of the richest men in the South, having made his fortune leasing state prisons in the region. He claimed to have served in two wars, and some called him Colonel. He may have been most famous, though, as a horse racing enthusiast, a man of the turf. Before settling in Arkansas, Zeb Ward had raised thoroughbreds in his native state, Kentucky, and at one race held in 1863, his horse had been the only one to hear the starter signal. The filly won while the other horses stayed at the starting line. Delighted by his luck, Zeb had pocketed the stakes, along with another anecdote for his repertoire. He found a perfect stage for his stories in 1887, during a long stay at New York's St. James Hotel. Located on Broadway and 26th Street, the hotel had a popular bar for actors, socialites, and turfmen such as E. Barry Wall, the dandyish King of the Dudes, who claimed to have introduced the cocktail and the tuxedo to Americans. As a raconteur himself, Ward felt right at home, and reporters found him at the hotel in a reminiscent mood. Most evenings, admirers crowded around to hear his stories, told with an old-school eloquence that drew listeners in. And no story impressed them more than the one about how he allegedly became the last man in this country to pay for a Negro slave. The story was brief, according to Ward, and it had the feel of an anecdote he must have told before. This time, though, a reporter in the audience wrote it down. Colonel Zeb Ward of Little Rock, Arkansas, who has been warden of three state penitentiaries, declares that he was the last man to pay for a Negro slave in this country, and that was the result of a suit brought against him a few years ago by a woman slave whom he wished to set free, but who remained with him during a long dispute in the courts regarding her ownership. She sued for remuneration for 6 years' service after the Emancipation Act and gained a verdict. Colonel Ward says that in making out the draft for the amount found, he worded it, "to pay for the last Negro that will ever be paid for in this country." That account soon traveled far beyond New York. Within days, it had been reprinted in cities across the country: Cleveland, Chicago, New Orleans, San Francisco. Then the story kept spreading, even though it was mostly false. At least one person could have corrected the record, however: the woman who remained nameless in Ward's popular account. Unbeknownst to